Monday, the copper tubing caper.
It's time now for another day in the life of Sam and Jesse, Gum Springs, Arkansas.
Well, now listen here, Jesse. It says here in the paper, although our plant is a modern integrated facility with the lowest possible operating costs, we've been unable to obtain copper at a price that'll allow us to compete profitably in the highly competitive commodity tube market.
Do what?
Although our plant is a modern...
Sam, what are you talking about?
Copper tubing.
You was.
Copper tubing?
Yeah. It can't keep up in the competition.
What competition?
You mean it ain't as good?
No, it's too high.
Well, won't they get something else?
I think they have, Leon.
What?
Well, Leon said, why don't they get something else? And I said, I think they have.
Yep, that's what he said, Sam.
Well, what'd they get?
Well, I don't know. Aluminum, I reckon.
Why, I didn't know that.
Well, what'd they do with it?
Well, Leon, they do whatever they was doing with copper.
That's disgusting.
Oh, Sam, my land.
Hey, Mr. Buddy.
Hey, gang, what's going down?
Copper tubing?
No, Leon, that's going up.
It has to be one of those. Now, you two are right again.
We are.
Well, one of you.
Oh, don't encourage him, Mr. Buddy.
Well, I find these two guys fascinating, Jesse.
Mr. Buddy finds us fascinating.
Yeah, he's always saying that.
Wonder what that means.
You see, Sam, Leon, the consumption function is at variance with the propensity to save.
Consumption function?
Say what?
Well, it's, therefore, the indifference curves of the copper tubing consuming public is shifting toward increased purchasing of a substitute good.
Well, that clears that right up, all right.
Yeah, and of course the result is decreased demand for copper tubing.
Well, I'd have guessed that.
Oh, Leon, you... Mr. Buddy, I don't understand none of that.
Well, let me explain it to you here, Jesse.
I only understand 80% of it myself.